passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternatives and solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Hardwoods are a popular building and interiors material. They're strong, long-lasting and beautiful, and also highly unsustainable. However, a new process wood called kebony could hold the answer. It has many of the advantages of hardwoods, and it is also sustainable. Christian Jebsen is CEO of kebony.
If you take teak, for example, teak tree takes like 100 years plus to grow. And if you just keep cutting them down, there is basically no new trees coming up to replace it. And that's why a lot of the world's wood is disappearing.
And why, in particular, is hardwood so much more popular than other types of wood? I mean, why not just say, OK, don't use hardwood anymore, use softer woods?
I mean, hardwood, it's like the name. It's very hard. It's very stable. It's very durable. It's beautiful aesthetically. I mean, it looks fantastic.
So how do you overcome the problem of the fact that we can't carry on harvesting hardwood at the rate that we are, and yet, on the other hand, we want our wood to last, we want it to look so good?
I just don't think we have a choice. We need to stop using the tropical wood. And that's basically where kebony come in. We believe that we at least have an alternative to that. If you have a piece of kebony wood, you will see that it looks like tropical wood, it acts like tropical wood, it just isn't. It's kebony, which is made out of sustainable softwood. The process we have is that we're using a liquid which is made out of biowaste, which is then impregnated into the wood. So it's not like traditional impregnated wood, which use toxics. We permanently transform the cell structure of the wood, so to make it hard. So again, kebony, after that process, will be very similar to tropical wood, and in some instances, even better than tropical wood. The biowaste, which is mainly a furfural alcohol, is pressured into the wood. We then heat the wood and it's cured in this process, which would take normally like 2 to 8 days to fulfill. And then after that, we have basically, as I said, permanently transformed the wood and thereby also the quality of the wood.
And can it be used in exactly the same way as any other sort of normal piece of wood?
I mean, it can. We have delivered to projects all over the world, really, but mostly in Northern Europe, where we use kebony for cladding, roofing, flooring, and also decking, for example. One of the applications that we've been used in quite a lot is marine decking, where we're replacing teak. And again, it's not like the shipbuilders don't think teak is nice to use. I mean, teak is fantastic on a boat, and I can clearly understand why people would like teak. But again, it's the environmental reasons for it. We need to find an alternative to teak. And that's where kebony comes in as an alternative.
And what does it look like?
You know, if you have seen teak, it's fairly similar to teak. It's dark brown, and if exposed to the sun, it will become greyer, like teak does. Obviously, you can treat it like you can do with tropical wood. For example, oil it, and thereby it will also keep its colour.
And how long does it last? Is it something that actually will have a long lifespan before it needs replacing?
Durability of kebony, it's much longer than the wood we're actually using as a raw material. And it will also be as durable as many, many of the species of tropical wood as well.
And when it comes to recycling the wood at the end of the life of the boat or the whatever it is that you've built with the wood, can it be recycled in the similar way to traditional wood, or does it need a different kind of a process?
It can be recycled in the same way as tropical wood. But if you take traditional impregnated wood, which uses toxic, that's like a special waste. Kebony is not a special waste. Kebony can be fired up like normal waste. So it's basically no dangerous toxic in it whatsoever.
So you could basically compost it almost.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And how do you see the process developing in the future? So at the moment, obviously, there are certain places where it's being used. Do you see that expanding, or do you see it always being a product that has very limited but specific applications?
No, you know, we're using kebony in different projects internationally today, in decking applications, cladding applications, flooring applications, and so on. So the demand has been fantastic. And, you know, I can really understand why. I mean, if you take certain markets, for example, the decking market, normally there has been two alternatives. You can either use traditional impregnated wood, which uses toxic, and the toxic will come out of the materials that you use after some years. So that is one alternative. And the other alternative is using tropical wood, which is not sustainable. Kebony can replace both of them. It's as durable as tropical wood. It's more durable than toxic impregnated wood, and we don't use the toxic.
And are there any other environmental considerations that you think Kebni solves?
Clearly, depending on the geography, we can use local species of wood, so we don't have to transport all over the world. That means if you are in Australia or New Zealand, you will be able to set up a license factory of Kebni, and you could use radiata pine, which is very common there. If you are in the United States, you can use southern yellow pine on the East Coast, for example.
That's Christian Jebsen, CEO of Kebni, and there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.